and we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Lakeside Artists Guild. They've been doing a summer series of concerts. They just completed one, but they have several more, and we have Andrew Anderson to tell us all about what's coming up for the rest of the season down there in Cedar Lake. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha. Hi, welcome.
Thank you so much, both of you. It's an honor to be able to present and let people know about what we're doing. This is our second summer season. We started it last summer, and it went really well. I actually think that lakefront is one of the most beautiful places to perform there at Cedar Lake. They've got a great stage. You get to watch the sunset behind the backdrop of the performers. And I think it's unlike anything else in the region as far as the beauty and the a place to give a free concert for the public to enjoy. We've fundraised the money for our first two concerts. Our first one was last Thursday night. We did a water music concert, which of course included Handel's water music, but it also included Otis Redding's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Oh golly, it had a whole bunch. I'm not going to remember all the tunes that we did on it right now because it was a whirlwind getting it together and presenting it. But it was a great show. We had students from our academy come up and they sang the state song. If you know the state song for Indiana, it's On the Banks of the Wabash. So right. That was appropriate for a water music program as well. They did a great job. I think there's some video of that on our social media. So if you want to catch some snips of that first concert and get an idea for what we produce on these free concerts, you certainly could go to lakesideartistsguild.com. And you could also find us. We have a YouTube channel that you'll be able to get from our website. All of that's available. Our next concert is going to be July 24th. And that's... originally, we were thinking of an American songbook, but then we weren't sure how many of our singers were going to be available for it. And so we shifted it to an American soundtrack. And the idea there is that we're going to give you a tour of the country, of America, through time even, but also contemporary. But songs related to certain parts of our country, and then songs related to certain moments in time in our country. And it's going to be a really neat mix. I have the quartet that led to Barber's Adagio for Strings. There's a slow movement from one of his quartets that actually is the original version of that. And we're going to present that. What else is
so
on that
Andrew,
one?
Andrew, you know what I really like? I really enjoy the show notes. How far in advance do you post those for each concert?
Well, a lot of that depends on Pat White, because she is the force behind our show notes. She is such a lover of the backstory behind any piece of music. And she does a beautiful job of putting it together. I added images to it for our program notes for our first program. Unfortunately, with our group, most arts organizations have what they're going to do kind of figured out months and months in advance. Our group is a little shorter time frame, so we're still assembling these programs. We're still deciding on some of the music we're going to put on, and then as soon as we get that set, which usually is only a week or two ahead, we will have Pat will have fleshed out what the program notes are. It's an exciting way to put something together. It requires you to be really on your A game because you have to learn and prepare and rehearse music very quickly and very efficiently. It tests your ability as an artist to perform under pressure and produce at the highest level without a lot of luxury of time to chew on it. And so far, it's been a really wonderful thing for us to be able to do. That American soundtrack is going to be a fun little mix of all things American from all different walks of life. The next one we're doing is going to, and that, by the way, that concert is going to be July 24th, 5 p.m. You guys have my schedule better than I do. The next one is going to be The Fairest Isle, which is English music. And that's going to be a fun one. We're doing The Lark Ascending, and our violinist, Rebecca Cope, is preparing that violin solo. And then we're putting a bunch of Elgar on there. I know Ola's planning some pieces that she's going to sing on that are appropriate to a English show. We'll probably have one or two of the boys from Liverpool, at least one of the Beatles.
I love your mix. All the mix of music for the water program was just fabulous.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And that's what we kind of pride ourselves on that. When we do a straight up classical show, we try to do it indoors just so we don't have to run it through a speaker. It's really hard to get the fidelity through a speaker that you would get from these 300-year-old instruments. When we're in the outdoor, we'll still do one or two, like we did Handel's Water Music there outside in the wind, and it worked out okay. On these programs, especially the free ones in the park, we really want to give someone a sample of what's possible with our ensemble and with that setting. So the August 4th is the Fairest Isle. I believe that is a Thursday at 6:30. And then our final show of our summer season is Seeing Double. And that's going to be August 21st. I believe that's another Sunday at 5:00. And we're going to be doing the Mendelssohn Octet on that one. That's the main, usually on these where we have a themed concert, we come up with a single piece that we build a theme around. And the idea behind the Mendelssohn Octet is it's a double quartet. So you have two quartets of musicians playing. And one of the things that's kind of fun to do with a double quartet is to have one of the cellos be a bass. So that's where I come in. I get to play one of those cello parts on a bass, which is very hard. Luckily we know about that one already. And so I'm already practicing that one. Cause it's going to be something.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's Lakeside Artists Guild. Their summer series concert, July 24th, American Soundtrack, 5 p.m., August 4th, The Fairest Isle, 6:30 p.m., and August 21st, Seeing Double, 5 p.m. at Cedar Lake. Thank you much for Andrew Anderson for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight and sharing what's coming up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.